The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
7:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a sunny with a high near 76 today. Mostly clear with a low around 55 this evening. On Friday, it's going to get up to 79. And on Friday night, we're looking at 57. Saturday, it's going to be sunny. By Sunday, we're looking for rain again. And Sunday and Monday, there's a good chance of quite a bit of rain. So that's looking good for this time of year. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, good morning, everybody. And a lot of things going on. Stand Down is starting this week. In fact, it starts today. And people are signing up. And this is the North Valley Stand Down Association. Stand Down 2015 for all homeless veterans. A hand up and not a hand out. So many things going on over there. In fact, I'll be there tomorrow with Ben Stevenson, the president of CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council. And we'll be there doing a remote, doing a live show from there. So
And there is?
At the Anderson, California, in Fisoro Hall.
At the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
That's right. So if you can get up early and come on by.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Serve chow out there or something like that.
Right. Why not make it six in a row to get up at an ungodly hour?
There you go. Hey, they've got everything going on out there. For more information, call 605-8114. But there will be a shelter going on out there for both veterans, their families, and their pets. Food, job services, and unemployment insurance information, medical services, county veterans service office. Clothing and hygiene, comfort fits, driver's license, and identification information from DMV. You can get your driver's license back if for some reason you've lost it. Let me see what else. Court for small infractions, VA benefits, general assistance, entertainment, and much more.
A lot of people put a lot of effort into putting this together, and so if you've got the need, you need to show up and take advantage of it.
Marine Corps Ball, November 10th.
Oh, yeah.
November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, 240th birthday ball. You know what? You don't have to be a Marine to go to this. And you can come and just have a great time. It's going to be music, pomp, circumstances, ceremony. General O.K. Steele will be the guest speaker. I have a small part in the ceremonies, but it's all there at Wind River. And the tickets are only $35. And when I say only, it's because that includes dinner and everything.
Wow.
There. And but if you want to go, you need to give Mike Gutierrez a call. 524-7595. That's 524-7595. And let me see what else is coming up here. Oh, Shastgate Community Services. They do a lot of things for the community. They're starting their gift wrapping at the mall. That's going to start November 27th and go through December 24th, and they're looking for volunteers. So give Jenny a call at 243-1651. This is where you can go to the mall. And you don't even have to buy anything at the mall. You can just bring in all your packages in a large bag, and they will wrap them for you.
Wow.
While you wander around and do some
more. Do you know about that? I mean, do you take advantage of that, Carl?
Yeah, because I am wrapping challenged. I am a challenged rapper. Because, you know, I start out really good. I mean, the paper looks great. And then I kind of put the object into it. Then when you kind of fold the paper, then you realize that one side's just a little bit longer than the other side. And I was like, cut a little bit of that off. And I realized I didn't measure it exactly right. So sometimes I take that piece of paper I cut off and I scotch tape that part all the way over it to cover the hole in it. And then after I'm finished, you look at it.
There are not enough bows in the world to cover up the mess.
It looks like a three-year-old, you know, threw up in its mouth. Here it is. Gosh. Okay. All right. The Sierra Center grand opening November 2nd. That's next week for the One Safe Place there on Benton Drive. They didn't get a chance to see the new center there. I think it's going to be great. It's going down there, and it happens at 5:30 p.m., the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and everybody can go in there. And we won't use this because this was last night. So,
there's always so much going on, and you need to read the paper and listen to this and get out there and take a part in all these wonderful things. You need to get out to just One Safe Place.
Yes.
See that. It's
now,
remarkable.
Two other things. This Sunday is the 8th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash, where they raise money and awareness for lung cancer, because that's what it is. And this month, for $20, you can go in to Wind River on November 1st. The doors open at 1 p.m. and the game begins at 2. And you can
play bingo.
Play bingo, an American game. Now, these are $20 tickets. I have tickets here. So you want to give me a call at 605-4567. You can score some $20 tickets to Bingo Bash out at Wind River. And you can win a lot of stuff out there, too. So for 605-4567, if anybody's awake out there right now, you can get bingo tickets. I'll give away two of them. I might even give away four. I'll give away two. We'll start with two, and we'll work our way through this in the next couple of days.
And before you go to play bingo, you're down in the South County, down in that end. You need to go to the Frontier Senior Center for breakfast.
You go to breakfast first.
Exactly, from 8 to 11 at the Frontier Senior Center, and then after you have your breakfast, you go down and play bingo.
Right. And let me remind everybody, on the 7th of November, it's a week from this Saturday, the 23rd Annual Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade is going for it.
Yep. That's a great parade.
God bless our veterans and their families. And this year's marshal, the Jack Tolbert, Chapter 2001 Military Order, the Purple Heart, are the guest of honor there. But it's got, you know, you're going to have 60, 70, 80.
It is a great parade.
It is the largest parade north of Fresno and of, you know, Veterans
Day. A Veterans Parade, yeah.
But just going down, you go down early. Yes, because it starts, I think, at...
Thank you.
It starts... When does it start? Oh, 10 a.m. It's right here in big letters, 10 a.m. But you go down there early and you get breakfast at the fire hall.
At the fire hall, always.
There
always
you go.
Yeah. And there is somebody up this time of the morning listening to us, Carl.
Gary.
Call for the bingo tickets.
Gary, you just got two tickets to bingo. So come on by the station, and it's going to be... it's going to be Sunday,
November 1st, 1 o'clock.
So you can get there 1, and then the game starts at 2. Come on by the station, 1326 Market Street, and you got it. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number. Tell us, you know what, you've had the bed longer than anybody I've known.
I've had it over 10 years, and it's a remarkable bed. Both sides are adjustable. It just continues to be giving because you always are going to get a good night's rest with a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 55.
Yeah, well, my Sleep Number setting is 50. And this
you're coming up in the world.
I know. It's because I'm getting older and tougher.
Oh, stop that.
I'm getting tougher. hey, you know what? you can adjust it to any side. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, there's a big difference there.
Sure.
And Consumer Reports has rated this Best Buy. That's right. Consumer Reports, which, you know, and I kind of like listening to Consumer Reports, even though there are things they do that upset me at times, but they are always straight on with their assessments of products because they don't take any advertising. So they just do what they think is the best thing. So it's rated number one there. It's made in America. It's guaranteed. And with the Sleep IQ technology, you'll never sleep any better. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? It's part of the three pillars that we keep hearing about: diet,
Exercise
and sleep. That's right. And this is how you do it with the Sleep Number. And right now, you'll only find a Sleep Number bed at the Sleep Number store, where the best sleep in your life starts at $799. It's a great price when you think about it and how long this thing lasts. So how do you get there? Go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Drive into the Target Shopping Center. And it's in the small four stores are over on the corner there with the vitamin shop. Is Sleep Number store. Go see Brian Janis or any of the professionals there, and they will start your life of sleep.
You know, I always want to remind people also that they carry great bedding and pillows and all of the things that go with your Sleep Number bed at wonderful prices, and the sheets fit better than anything you've ever owned.
You know, they just sent me a pillow too, and it's one of these temperature pillows that, you know, when you sleep on it, it stays cool, adjusts to your temperature. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, hey, it's Thursday, the 29th of October, almost time for Halloween, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week. Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buenaventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Tuesday, November 10th, is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Thursday, October the 29th, with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 54 degrees, going up to 77 today. It's going to be a nice day today. Thanks to Shasta Gas Propane, who brings us the weather. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. There's a reason for that. They treat people well, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. That's right, Shasta Regional. Not only that, but here comes Turkey Trot. Shasta Regional's annual Turkey Trot coming there on November the 27th. Whatever Thanksgiving day it is.
After Thanksgiving.
They do it in the morning.
I know they do, but they need to do it after dinner.
Yeah, they do it in the morning. You come back, you're kind of sweaty. You got turkeys all over you, turkey feathers all over you, and... You got turkey feathers all over you, but you don't.
I knew I'd miss something by not doing the turkey.
You don't run with props? Are you kidding? You don't run with props? Oh no, you got to run with props. You know, so you should dress like a turkey and run out there with little plump legs and you know, the little waddles on your neck and moving your room like this and when you're.
Okay.
All right, I'll come back to that.
Please, no.
Okay. First of all, let's just get this out of the way.
Okay.
Maybe I did already.
All right.
Kansas City Royals spanked the Mets 8-1. Okay, that's all you need to talk about. The first night, I watched more baseball than I ever watched in my life, 5.5 hours of baseball at one time because Linda fell asleep for 4 innings, then woke up and wouldn't let me turn it off. And then last night, I didn't watch. I watched in between. I watched the debate, and I did other things.
Yes.
I was a bachelor last night, and I tell you, when you're batching, you got to do those things when you get a chance. You know, like watch those gun shows and those hunting shows, and the guy sitting up sitting up going, here it comes, here it comes, oh, here comes a turkey. Okay, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah.
You know, they're whispering the whole time, and Linda, it makes her crazy. Okay, let's talk before we get to the debate.
Okay.
Let's talk about... the budget that was just passed.
The latest fold of the Republicans.
The fold of the Republicans. All right. Now, here, I'm going to take this side, and then Trish is going to take this side. Here's the side I see. Okay? I think this is the conventional wisdom of the reigning Republican side.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a presidential election coming up, and this is going to be a really, really important one. If we don't get something done with this budget... there could be enough consternation that the government shuts down, you know, and they shut down. Not that I think that's a bad thing.
No,
because frankly, the government doesn't shut down.
There's enough money coming in every day to pay the ongoing debt, and that's a farce from beginning to end.
It's not, but that's what they do.
Fairy tale.
But Obama, during this time frame, will pull out all the stops. He'll shut down things like crazy. I mean,
shut down the tours of the White House.
The tours.
Shut down the museum.
World War II.
Everything that's apparent to the people.
The outdoor World War II museum,
exactly.
And he shuts it down. I mean, how do you shut down an outdoor museum?
Well, you do anything that is going to be apparent to the everyday citizens.
They wheeled their wheelchairs. They pushed their wheelchairs around. Close. I mean, how do you close an outdoor exhibit when you're looking at it?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, but this is what they'll do. So here's what the Republicans are thinking, that the leadership, quote leadership, and I hate to use that, term loosely.
Loosely.
Is that, get this budget passed, we're not even going to get into that. Give them a chance to hit the Republicans, and especially the candidate, whoever it is, with this. Okay, it lasts another year after that, but once the candidate's in there, he can, you know, he's got a lot of maneuvering, he can change things around in there. This is their reasoning, and I understand what they're saying, because with the mainstream media, the way it is, it's, of course, as it was said last night, it's Hillary's super PAC, the mainstream media, that will push this as Republicans, and whoever the Republican candidate is, they'll beat him over the head with it. That he wants to shut down the government, he wants to take money away from these old ladies and these elderly veterans and all this. That's what they were doing. Okay.
Well, okay, and certainly that's what the Hillary super PAC wants you to believe, and certainly what the leadership in Washington D.C. wants you to believe, and certainly Boehner's last shot at, okay, you guys didn't want me in there as the head of this whole organization. I'll show you what I can do on the way out the door. And so here's this little package that says, okay, you guys, you're totally ineffective ever since you've been elected, and now you're not going to do anything for the next 2 years because you've just handed in one felt swoop with the Iran deal that you just capitulated to, and now the budget deal. Obama has gotten pretty much everything he said he wanted out of his 2 terms in office, and now he's gotten all this unlimited amount of money to go forward for the next year and do anything he wants. I concur with you that until they figure out a way to get around Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, and that probably wasn't going to happen in the next year.
And that's why I see the get
I
it.
Can
and
see
frankly,
that, okay, we've
I don't
got this
like
out
it,
of the way.
I don't like
and
it, but...
they weren't going to do anything anyway. The problem, yeah. And I think, boy, if you have to move now to the debate, because if, in fact...
Right.
Those candidates can keep up the dialogue that they had last night.
Oh, I loved it.
With the
loved
media.
It. Loved it.
And calling them, as you heard me say it a million times, they set a premise, and instead of stopping the premise, our candidates up to this time have just gone ahead and answered the stupid question. They didn't play the game
Which
last night.
Which cartoon villain would you be? Have you heard a stupider question than that? Come on. Has anybody heard a stupider question than that? These
you
are people
it.
That get paid
and
hundreds of thousands
of
dollars
it.
A year. Okay, wait a minute. Bob, have you ever heard a stupid... Bob's on the phone.
I know.
Have you heard a stupider question?
No, I have not. But there's the point. They called him on it, though, and that's the first time they have. I mean, they came right down the line. They knocked him crazy about the debate they had with the Democrats and then turned right around... And came right back at him with we're not answering that question, and don't you try to set us up. And every one of them got it and immediately stopped playing the game that they were doing.
And
I
they
was
should
so
have done
proud
that,
of the pack.
They was. And I tell you what, when Cruz did that, his ratings went shot straight through the roof.
It was
straight
incredible.
Straight through the roof. And then with Rubio's great line, Hillary's super PAC is the mainstream media. It just...
I know.
They're
I
keeping
know.
Tracks with
such credibility.
Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. Long time, Jay. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Good morning. I had a non-compete so I couldn't call in for a while, but I'm back.
Oh,
you're
good.
Back.
What's going on
What's
this
What's up,
morning?
Buddy?
Well, you know, it feels to me like they're doing a rope-a-dope. They're just waiting for their moment, waiting for the right time. I mean, it's frustrating, but... it feels to me like that's exactly what they're doing right now. They're just getting ready for the moment to strike,
yeah.
And they can give you the most damage to the Democrats.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's the way to do it, is you're doing rope-a-dope, you're letting them punch because there's not a lot you can do until you get into power when you've got all three. You got the two houses and the president. Then you turn and you start fixing things because, obviously, they've used it as an excuse. Well, hey, they were elected. They can do it. So,
well, you know,
yeah.
Democrats have for a long time been very incremental in how they do things, and I think it's time that the other side starts, because, and it's working, so I think it's time the other side tries starting to do the same thing. Don't strike until you're ready. Don't strike until it's the right time. You can get the most bang for your buck. And
you think they're just sucking them into an ambush?
Well, everybody's frustrated. Democrats are frustrated. Republicans, conservatives are really frustrated. I think that you just let them give us the same lines they've been giving us for the last eight years plus, and you just let them walk into it, and then you hit them. But you refuse to play the game by their rules anymore, just like what was happening last time.
Republicans need to read the art of war. You control the situation,
exactly.
You keep the high ground, and you you hit them on your terms.
Okay, but I'm going to jump on all three of you here with the other side of that, and that is because you're assuming that Republican leadership and the Washington cartel actually believe there's something wrong with what's happening in Washington, D.C., and that's where you're wrong. Because they think they've got to control that conservative wing of the people. They've got to get back control of this mass media of stupid Americans that are supporting these candidates that don't have any. You heard it. Just a couple of times from Jeb last night and from Karish, or what's the governor?
I don't know. The loser?
The other governor. When you could see their frustration. Why don't we understand that these people up on this stage just absolutely can't possibly lead because they're not in government? And it's
frustration
comes out.
When I heard that one.
Well, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
You're assuming that those people in leadership have any idea that we are really seriously unhappy and that this country is broke. They don't
get it. Have a very valid point there, but I'm talking strictly strategy, not...
I understand your strategy.
Yeah,
and
understand.
It could be.
And you know what? Part of me wants to believe you're right.
We're going to give you this until we're going to bring it in. We're going to lay up against the ropes. You can punch yourself out, George. And in this case, Democrats, you can punch yourself out. But when the bell rings, and we come out of the next round and you've got a Republican president, guess what? The fight's over. I mean, you may stand up for a few rounds, but the fight's over. We're going to take it back.
Well,
we'll see.
I just hope
but
we have
gotta
an
be
honest,
somebody, yeah,
upright election process where we actually, for the first time in a long time, end up with a candidate but of the people.
I just want to see, you know, frankly, I really would like to see Hillary go up against Donald Trump or Carly Fiorina.
I'd love
I
to think, see a debate between the two of them.
Oh,
I'm not a Carly fan to the point where I want her as president, but gosh, I'd love to see a debate. Between
them.
Oh,
you know what? I just think that'd be great. Okay. Hey, Jay, thanks a lot for calling. Hey, don't make it such a long time.
Good to hear from you, Jay.
Like I said, I had a non-compete, so I couldn't call. But the year's up, and now I can call. So
there you
guys
go,
have
buddy.
A wonderful day, and I sure missed you.
You too, Jay. All right. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has got one of the most professional classes you're ever going to see as far as concealed carry, and then into the advanced shooting classes here. And here's the best thing. You don't need to take a gun to the class. He will provide pistols and ammo for the class if you do not have one. Then he will help you select the right pistol for you for concealed carry. That's right. Register online at readingccw.com or give him a call at 999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bach.
Into Walgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Walgate Sports Club Reading's premier lifestyle center. Walgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Walgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Walgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Walgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Reading. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Walgate Sports Club. First-class fitness you have to see to believe.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 29th of October. 54 degrees out there, going up to 77 today. It's going to be a really nice day.
It's lovely fall weather.
Lovely day. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It looks like this is just going to be open line Thursday, totally.
Well, and that's wonderful.
And you guys need to help
us. Catch up on.
Oh, no. There is, because there's lots of things that happen during the week I don't get a chance to, because we are the newspaper of the year. And we do, but there's so many good things that are happening. Our people are out there trying to help each other. We need to have them in. We need to talk about those things and all the good things that are going on, because that's what we do here. That's our buy-in. This is the way we support our city. But then things pass by, and so this was perfect. We had the budget pass. We had that debate we're going to go on, and there's so many other things going on in the world right now.
Let's go. You know what? Let's go back just 1 second to the debate.
Go ahead and finish that, and then I want to set Trish off.
Oh, okay. I want to go back to just to finish up on the debate. You know, the Democratic debate was such a stick your finger down your throat time. Oh my God!
I am so tired of those damn emails. Bernie,
hello.
What you just Bernie? I mean, you took away your only chance right there, buddy.
I mean, they force fed pablum to them for an hour, and how, you know, which is the most handsome person on the stage, and which is the best, and which is
which cartoon character would you be, Hillary?
You know, it gave you a good feeling last night, whichever candidate that you like up on that stage of the 10 people that were up there. Yeah. It speaks a lot for the Republican Party and the people of the United States that those are the candidates that are out there, and we can't really go too far wrong with most of them. I mean, there's some really good stuff on the stage. There's two or three of them
even the ones that are.
But they're
so much
better than the rest of them.
Even the ones that are the most, into the pocket of the mainstream, Republican Party, but the leadership up there, would still be better than Hillary.
And who was? Which was the one that said they'd love to see Donald Trump? Or they'd rather have Donald Trump as president of the United States than Hillary any given day of the week. And that was one of the guys that doesn't really like Trump. I thought they all, what I was proud of the whole group last night is that they all bought into Ted Cruz's charge about, you guys are not running this and making us sit up here and fight with each other
for
2 hours.
And then he says, you want me to answer that question? I'll answer that question. He goes, oh, no, I'm moving on. See, that's what I mean, is that you try to start something, but you don't want to hear the real answers to this. And then, I mean, it's just, and then Rubio turns around and hits the home run with the, hey, you guys are a super PAC. And then you get Carly in there, and Carly is just hammering Hillary every chance she gets.
Yes, she is.
You know what? I'd love to see her, Carly and Hillary go at it, or even
steel cage death.
Oh, the steel cage death match! And I tell you what, there would be blood on the floor.
But even Christie, who's not one of my favorites,
Christie.
He came on really well last night.
Yeah, he did.
And when he said, "Are we seriously talking about what was the subject?" He went on about all the important...
Oh, fantasy football. We're talking fantasy football when we're being invaded by,
the government involved in fantasy football, and one of them said, Jeb Bush said he was leading and had won a bunch of money.
Yeah, he said, well, I'm 7-0 right now. I mean, you know what?
I mean,
fantasy football.
All I'm saying is that for one time,
pathetic.
The Republican Party didn't let the media and Hillary's super PAC lead them around by the nose for 2 hours.
Well,
and so
it was a
gold star for the bunch.
What they need to do is continue that vein.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to be on again November 10th. And Marine Corps birthday, so let's hope they marine up there and go on out and just say, hey, look, yeah, that's your question. But you know what? And here's the thing that Sarah Palin did in her second debate. Not that she was, the greatest debater, but when they tried to, pull her into something, she says, this is what I'm going to talk about. And she changed it to what her message was, and she went for it. And so when they come up with these stupid questions, I would just answer it like this. That, frankly, is not a question that should be at this level of debate. So let me tell you what it should be, and then just hit.
And that's what they did last night, and I hope they do.
And hit
so,
it.
Okay. All
if
right.
this is about what we're talking about,
it's
is this about what we're talking about?
Well,
okay. All right. We're ready.
We're okay. Ready now.
Okay, now we're ready.
We're absolutely ready.
Okay, I
want
to set Trish off here. First of all, I want to thank my friend Dave Bradley and radio aficionado Dave, who I worked with years ago, for turning me on to this. The website Road Snacks says they have analyzed 3 years of FBI data and came up with the most dangerous cities in the Golden State. Emeryville is number one. Now, I don't disagree with that because I had a truck there stolen once. The only place I ever had a vehicle stolen. I got it back, and the city of Berkeley picked it up and charged me $400 to get my own vehicle back. Number two, Oakland. Number three, Stockton. So far, no surprises. Number four, Red Bluff. Red Bluff residents have a 1 in 15 chance of being the victim of a property crime every year. Violent crime has gone up nearly 30%. Higher than with a 1%, you have a 1% chance of being a crime of victim of violence. Number five, Commerce. Number six, San Francisco. No surprises there. Vallejo, Modesto. Number nine, Anderson.
Oh my, that's absolutely a bogus website.
Yeah, but then the other one is Grass Valley.
Yeah.
And Grass
Anderson,
Valley.
The least violent city on this list, still leaves it in the top 10% most violent places in California. This according to the website roadsnacks.net. Located in Shasta County in Northern California, is Anderson also the smallest city on the list, doesn't leave it immune to high rates of property crime. And I'm afraid I can't dispute that. There's an awful lot of theft.
Well, and here, let's be clear. When you're talking Anderson, and when you're talking the demographics of what gets reported in that, you're talking a lot of area that's not inside the incorporated city of Anderson. Happy Valley has a Anderson address, as does that whole area out there beyond.
Frankly, I think Redding is a lot more violent than Anderson.
Well, but property crime has shot up 42%.
Yeah, but property crime, and there's no question about that. But bear in mind, that includes the Happy Valley area.
Okay, now you see Grass Valley. Okay, that's in there, too. Now, yesterday, I looked at 10 best cities to retire to in California. And guess what? Grass Valley was one of them.
It's because they have a high property value crime.
I said 10 places in Grass Valley is one. Number one was Paradise. Was the best place to
live.
Because they're looking at people that are older. Or the number 10 on the list, I'm sorry, was the 10th place. But when it went all the way down to, someone were down close to the bay. But Grass Valley was in there, too.
Huh?
Yeah. Anyway, well, okay, enough of that. That's just happy stuff.
We'll have to go to that webpage and find out who that is.
Speaking of Anderson, Anderson went nationwide yesterday.
Yes, they did. Nunchucks.
The Anderson Police Department, if you've not seen it, my friends, is now.
They're using nunchucks.
They're using nunchucks.
But they're not going to be using them the way they swing them back and forth. They're going to be using them just to get a hold of the victim and maintain control over the victim without having to beat him to death. The suspect, not the victim. Good point. We shouldn't be attacking the victim.
Let's not promote the Facebook.
Let's be clear. We're not going to be attacking the victim.
They're using it in a way to restrain. They're not going
to
reach out and pop them
and
Bruce Lee.
The suspect, not the victim.
Okay, so that's Captain Mike Bruce Lee Anderson, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Enter the Dragon Anderson.
We'll have to
Johnson,
get the chief on Mike.
Mike
Johnson.
Enter the Dragon Johnson.
Mike Enter the Dragon Johnson. We'll have to him on and have him
talk
about
it. Here's what Angel says. Holy cow, most violent. I was in Fresno yesterday. Wouldn't have blinked without my firearm. Okay, let's go back.
The truth.
All right, I knew.
Here
we were on a roll.
I know, okay. but just to say that, though, I want to congratulate them down there because they are getting a real handle on a lot of issues down in the city of Anderson.
Because I want to talk, that's good.
And it is good. I mean, I don't know where that came from, but the decrease in the number of vagrants and homeless standing around on the corners, and they've cleaned up just a tremendous amount of areas that were problems. So they
okay. No. Now, let me say we've got to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how all these feel-good laws like no sitting, no standing, no sleeping, no what were some of the others they've done? The shopping carts. Let me tell you why they're not worth the paper they're written on right here in the city of Redding when we come back. After these messages, Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Join us on Thursday night,
during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Where the sea meets the land, your tropical adventure begins with Wind River Resort and Casino's Under the Sea Halloween Bash. Glitter, sea creatures, shells, and sand. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for Halloween, featuring well-known rapper, songwriter, and producer Sir Mix-a-Lot. Known for his bouncy, danceable, bass-heavy tracks, plus DVJ Chris, Unruly and Backward will be spinning their live beats all night long. The Undersea Adventure kicks off on Saturday, October 31st at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Presale general admission is $20, $25 the day of. VIP booth $250. Includes six guests, swag, a personal cocktail server, and two bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now at 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Or online at windriver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your under-the-sea Halloween adventure. For details, log on to windriver.com. Halloween is better at the river.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Barton. Good morning, Thursday. It is 12 minutes until 8 o'clock on the 29th of October. 54 degrees out there, going up to 77. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Trish, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redtown Market on November the 28th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium. Turn it loose. All these vendors are going to be in there, and it's a place to do a lot of Christmas shopping. It's called Redtown Market, Reading Civic Auditorium. And they're having vendors from all over the North State and other places, clothing, everything you can imagine, art, tchotchkes, everything, food, everything is going to be there. On Saturday, November the 28th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Lady Bot and the Bluebirds going to be singing there for a couple hours from 2 to 4.
Yeah.
So there, so it's going to be a big venue. Place. It's going to be, yeah, it should be. This is the first time they've done it. It's going to be spectacular. Redtown Market. Okay. Is he on now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry, come on now. Yeah, we've got something that's happened here where it looks like, you know, I want to talk about the state of Jefferson too during this time that we're here, because they've also done a couple of things. But Terry, what's going on?
Well, quite a few things, Carl. How you doing, Trish?
I'm doing well this morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm great. I just can't wait till you jump back in the fight, darling.
Yeah, right.
I know. I'm always nagging you, but we just need so many good people, and you could be the Carly West.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, we have some interesting news about the state of Jefferson. We have a huge town hall happening on November the
15th, and that's going to be in Calaveras County. We had a first look in Calaveras a couple of weeks ago. We were invited out there. We had 150 people. We have three counties, Calaveras, Amador, and also we have Tuolumne. And those three counties are going to be having a town hall. We expect hundreds of people. In fact, the Amador Facebook page, within a day and a half, had 300 people on it.
Wow.
They have contacted us. Also, we are doing a town hall in Oregon. The Oregon counties have called us. We'll be traveling quite a bit. We'll be going to Josephine County on December the 5th to do the first town hall up there. Again, it would be a separate movement, but a movement nevertheless. We are now getting rumblings from Maryland. We had a gentleman out here who lived in Maryland, who's a talk show host, who's talked on Fox and several other channels. He stayed with us for about 3 days. There's movements happening all over the United States in this vein. It's remarkable that the county of Shasta is so mum on the word. Now when they want to include Oregon, it's not really with us. We're sort of working like brother or sister companies, but it's amazing stuff.
Well, it sounds like y'all are still moving forward.
Well, I think it's
still
great.
Moving forward. We've got 11 counties in with two more that we'll have by the end of the month. That'll be 13 just in California.
I can't wait till Shasta County leans in.
Yeah, well, Shasta County, you're going to have to take them in by the root of the citizens. Because the elected Shasta County Board is, you know, they're aloof and above all of this nonsense.
Well, I think a lot of it is now is that I think that actually some of them are probably wanting to revisit the idea of representation. And I think that's a fact. And I think that you'd be surprised to know who. But I think the problem is that sometimes pride gets in the way. You know, the problem with pride is that pride can defeat you, you know. Pride is a very good weapon.
Pride and goeth before the fall.
I think a lot of these folks are working off of that.
Yeah, well, hey, good. Calaveras County, the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County.
Calaveras County. My son lives in Amador County, my son and my grandsons.
Oh, man, Amador County was amazing. I mean, we had they got a committee up and going right away. In fact, they were so excited. They came to my home here, and they visited Sal and I, and they were here for a while. The Calaveras Committee has 8 people, three of which are on the Republican Central Committee, including the chair.
Oh, good.
And the president of the California Taxpayers Association, Alan Segal. So, I mean, this is something that it's sort of like, you know, Chris Christie last night, you know, you really could identify with the fact that they're talking about fantasy football in Reading. They were talking about water slides and, I don't know, whatever. And all this stuff is going on in the state of California. All these issues that we have, I know that Carl, who rightly so, has been outraged about the fact they even want you to go for a background check for ammunition for a box of 22s. I mean, it's just amazing what's happening here and the apathy that we have, not by the people. Not by the people, but by the elected officials.
Exactly.
There has to be a change.
Well, it doesn't have to start from the ground up.
It's not going to change from the top down.
No, it has to start with our right people from outside.
You've got to bring people from outside the government that are going to come in there and change it. People are not part of something like, you know, of keeping status quo. Because status quo is not working.
Stephen Baird is a good example of that. He will be here this coming Friday evening. He and his wife, Diana, will be staying here for 4 days. On Saturday, they're marching in the Veterans Parade. He is running for senator against Ted Gaines. On Sunday, he will be on both Sovereign Minds and also on Jefferson State of Mind. Then he goes with Chris Ann Hall on Monday night. He's at the Tea Party here in Reading. Tuesday, he'll be in Chester and in Susanville speaking to folks at town halls along with Chris Ann Hall, who's an actual
Is that the weekend of the 7th?
Constitutionalist.
Is that the weekend of the 7th?
That's next week.
Okay.
I mean, starts the end of next week. Then on Wednesday, he will be in Modoc County. On Tuesday, he will be in Modoc County.
Well, he's making a run for it.
I might be getting that wrong. He's hang on 1 second. I have my charming wife is saying something. What day was that, my dear? Am I? Okay, I'm going to give you to her because she has.
I just heard she said you're screwing it all up.
Yeah, but the important thing is that he's going to be up here and he's going to be bopping around and visiting the people up here. And I have to admire anybody that's willing to jump into that Republican and take on a Republican, because he's been told repeatedly, I'm sure, that it's not his turn. They've already picked their candidate.
Exactly.
So I admire him for taking it on.
He's already been here more than Ted Gaines has been.
Well, there you go. I recognize his name and always have to stop and remember who Ted Gaines is.
Yes. Let me just give the correct dates because Terry was getting it wrong. November the 9th, Monday, November the 9th, he will be here at the Reading Tea Party. On the 10th, he'll be in Chester and Susanville. On Wednesday, he'll be in Alturas. And on Thursday, he'll be in Yreka.
Okay.
Very good.
And he will be marching in the Veterans Parade on the 7th.
On the 7th. Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
You're welcome, Riley.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Hey,
I'm sure glad I have her to keep me straight.
There you go, Terry.
It takes between the two of us, we do make one whole person, though.
Good
have
news.
Fun, you two.
All right.
You
thanks,
too.
Terry.
All right, bye. You know, you know they are cute.
They are.
I don't know if anybody's ever called Riven. Terry Raposa cute before, but
cute,
you know,
does not come to mind.
You know,
but
Sally, she just kind of offsets him sometimes.
But,
I mean, you know,
I like that though.
That's the way couples are supposed to be.
You and Linda compliment each other in exactly the same way. I mean, you know, just that's what couples are supposed to be.
That's right. Just like I think would be Carson and Rubio. I like that.
You like that?
I like Carson and Rubio.
I like Carson Cruz.
Well, Cruz is good too, but
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Or even you know Carson and Fiorina. Trump and Fiorina.
I have to tell you that
Jeb and Chris, Christie and Jeb, for me, the
whole debate is still open on Fiorina.
Yeah,
I like her in some ways, but I have some. She kind of makes the hair on the back of my neck just a little tingly.
Maybe it's because she's a strong, aggressive woman like you.
I don't think that's it. I think that there's
something in there.
There's something in her background that with that whole
CEO thing.
With Hewlett Packard. I also have never heard a really good explanation of her comments and deep interest in what a great country Iraq was and the Muslims and how marvelous that society was and is. If you look at some of the stuff she's got in her background, I haven't had a complete explanation that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy about her.
How about Trump Carson?
I'm not going to rule Trump out. I thought he showed great composure last night. He's kind of taken the edge off a couple of things that made him just kind of not good to some of the women audience.
He's misogynist. You mean because he's a misogynist?
Well, I thought he showed great composure last night. Still got his good points in, and boy, we could do a lot worse.
Well, we could.
There are a lot of good candidates.
You know what? We could elect Bernie Sanders.
Oh my God.
We could elect Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
I mean, you think about it, Bernie Sanders. You know, yes. I'm thinking about changing my party so when they come out here for the primaries, I can just vote for Bernie.
Yeah, isn't that just, I mean, and then there's Hillary.
He makes just enough sense to scare me.
Do you know, I really like the
way
that...
He's a Democratic Socialist. What the hell is that?
The Democratic Party just jumped all over what a great week it's been for Hillary when she just stood there and lied for 15 hours.
Well, the fact that she was there for 15 hours was good. I like that. She didn't have to go to the bathroom. You know, that to me is important.
The iron woman.
On the other side of this hour, you get more of us.
That's right. But until then, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And you can just bet Leonard was probably watching the debate because when I go in there today and, or see him today or Monday, and he's going to tell me all about it. And he's going to tell me why they're all crooks. They're all crooks. Everyone, they're crooks. Except one of them. I'm not sure which one. He likes one. I'm not sure. But both sides. He's just like everybody else. He says, I'm just tired of this.
Well, the system is broken all the way around.
The system's broken. Anyway, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Anything you could possibly want in jewelry. Estate jewelry. Anything. Across the street from Sierra Gibbs is Four Winds Jewelry. Honesty, integrity, and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8 o'clock. KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. We have a new Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Correspondent Wally Hines is with us now with a live report from Capitol Hill. Wally?
Bob, it is official.
The Honorable Paul D. Ryan of the state of Wisconsin, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected as Speaker of the House.
That's outgoing Speaker John Boehner just moments ago announcing the results of the vote to name his replacement. Wisconsin's Paul Ryan about to take the oath as the 54th Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Ryan, the reluctant candidate who had to be persuaded by colleagues to run. Since then, he has tried to heal differences within his own party by promising conservatives a bigger voice in policy decisions. In just moments, Ryan will address the chamber, followed by the oath of office. Bob?
That is correspondent Wally Hines live on Capitol Hill. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is on the offensive after he was challenged by Jeb Bush in the GOP presidential debate last night over his Senate voting record. Rubio says he feels, quote, pretty confident after seeming to neutralize Bush, who had called for him to resign his Senate seat because Rubio is missing some votes while on the campaign trail. The number of people seeking U.S. unemployment benefits barely rose last week.
The Labor Department says weekly applications edged up by 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 260,000. The four-week average declined by 4,000 to 259,250. While growth slowed sharply in the third quarter, it has not spurred widespread layoffs.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, businesses stockpiled fewer goods in the third quarter. One big reason why GDP growth slowed to a rate of just 1.5%, less than half the pace seen in the second quarter when it checked in at 3.9%. The major indexes have seen some slow going in early trading. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling. It's down right at 80 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Survivors of a magnitude 7.5 earthquake centered in a remote part of Afghanistan are pulling their belongings from the rubble of their homes as rescuers begin to reach the hardest hit areas. Meanwhile, correspondent Lynn O'Donnell tells us that in the aftermath of that quake, authorities are worried about the people in the mountainous areas, some of them with no shelter, living outside now as the temperatures plummet.
One of the biggest concerns in Afghanistan is for people who are sleeping outside, especially for children. Even President Ghani has made it clear that he'd like to make sure that children are protected. People are having to sleep out in the cold. Temperatures are already well below zero.
Rescuers are bringing in relief such as tents and blankets where they can. Parts of the Iraqi capital city of Baghdad are paralyzed today by flooding after a night of intense rain. Residents awoke to floodwaters that had seeped into their homes and were said to be knee-deep today. The storms are expected to continue through Saturday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
China state media says the government has decided to end a decades-long and very controversial one-child policy.
China's five-year plans may be a throwback to the days of Chairman Mao, but they're still watched closely as they outline the country's economic growth target and its key policy initiatives. This next one runs from 2016, and there's widespread speculation that it will finally bring to an end the three-decades-old rule that has single-handedly led to a demographic disaster.
That is the BBC's John Sudworth reporting. A Saudi blogger sentenced to 10 years in prison and 1,000 lashes for insulting Muslim clerics has won the European Union's prestigious Sakharov Prize for Human Rights. Raif Badawi was honored with the award as a symbol of the fight for freedom of speech. The European Parliament assembled in Strasbourg, France, greeted the announcement with a standing ovation today. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is 6 after 8 here on the 29th of October, this Thursday. 605-4567 is one of our phone numbers you can get us at. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. And good morning, North State. It's 55 degrees. As we speak, we're looking for a sunny of high near 76 today. This evening, we're going to cool down to 55. On Friday, we're looking for sunny and a high around 79. And Friday night, we're looking for 57. We're looking for some more rain coming up on Saturday or Sunday and Monday. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River and Elements Lounge. Next Thursday, a week from today, Linda will be there with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds and with a guest artist, and they're going to be rocking down there.
Oh, looking so forward to that. What an evening.
I tell you what, come on down. Happy hour dinner. Linda sings from 7 to 9. But dinner there, a special Romance on the River dinners, steak and lobster at like $21. You can't beat that. And a number of everything on their menu is well priced, and you can have a good time. You can dance, you can have some wine, you can listen, you can do anything you want there.
Yeah.
But
good
you
friends.
Need but you need to get some you need to get reservations. 243-3377. 243-3377. Give them a call. Say, hey, you want Romance on the River, November the 5th, next Thursday. Okay, Trish.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the debate. We've been talking, favorites. And people in here are saying anybody that's up there, they would vote for.
I have to tell you, I had such a good feeling. I had an earlier engagement, so when I had recorded the debate and came home and watched it, and I couldn't, the opening dialogue of the talking heads and that group was enough to almost make me go to bed and say, to heck with watching it. So I skipped through all of that, got through to the debate. And I just thought they all did a remarkable job. I was so glad they didn't let that group of Democratic pollsters take over the show and rule. So I'm saying there was a lot of people that had planned that were pretty frustrated by the end of the night. They just didn't get their message across.
Those three messengers of doom that worked for Hillary. That the commentators should have just gotten up and put their tails between their legs and walked off with the big D, planted on their foreheads, because it's like Cruz said, none of you people are going to be voting for Republicans. That was true. None of you are going to be voting for Republicans. You should put the big red D on your forehead.
Well, and they tried to set, if you watch the pregame show, if you will, they had tried to set that up to show all of these protesters – out there in the audience, that, you know, that all these people from the college and how many of them were against the Republicans, and they showed a whole bunch of protesters with Democratic signs, yada yada. And then somebody pointed out that the regents of that college, actually the majority of them are registered Republicans. And then if you listen to the audience, it was pretty clear to me that that audience was predominantly Republican.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they liked what the candidates were saying, and they liked it when they got... So I think their whole effort to set this whole thing up fell flatly in their face, and I love it.
They were, you know what, it reminds me when Romney was debating Bush.
The first time he did a good job when he debated Obama.
It was when he was debating Obama. It was either the first one or the second one. He had Obama on the ropes about this terrorist. You didn't say a word about terrorism, you know, for Benghazi. You guys were talking about vetoes. He had him on the ropes. He was punching him. And Candy, whatever her name is, Carlson, comes up, and she's a referee, right? She sucker punches him in the kidneys and pulls him off Obama by saying, oh, no, he did say that. Remember, she broke in and said
that.
It changed the whole tenor of the whole debate. She interposed herself in the debate. She saved Obama because Obama was stumbling all over his words. He couldn't hit you because he knew he was lying right then. And she, so she put herself in there. The same thing with these three, you know, nabobs of negativism.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, they were trying to make them look bad, get them into fights with each other, and they didn't bite on it. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
It was great. I got to give them credit.
Okay, let's move on
to another subject.
95% die. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, before I get into that, I brought up something before. All these laws that we're making in, all these rules and regulations we're making here in Reading. Shopping carts, people sitting and standing, lying, and people sleeping.
Don't do this.
Let me tell you how much those laws are worth, my friends.
Nothing.
Zero, zip, nada, nema, negatory. Why? Because you don't have the police or the time or the jails to make them work. What are you going to do? You give a citation to somebody, they're going to look at you. Ha, ha, ha.
What's your litter on the street.
Yeah. What's your address? Here. What's your address?
You're looking at it.
This bench is my address. So give it, you know. So they write him a ticket. The guy uses it to either wipe later on when he defecates in the bushes over at Library Park, because there is no bathrooms for him, for people out here. There should be public bathrooms someplace. Yes, you're hearing Carl Bott say that.
Yeah, okay, but there's another side to that as well.
I understand.
You've got to maintain those.
I understand it. So what you do is
keep them upright.
This is how you maintain them. You take people from Good News Rescue Mission. You pay them that are over there and saying, here's your job. Do this. And you pay people to do that. And so, but you put something out there so people are not defecating on the streets and in the bushes and in people's doorways, so they have a place there. But that's not even the point. The point is, it's not worth the paper they're written on.
That's
Missy and Francie and Kristen and Brent and Gary, I hope it makes you feel good. There aren't any police to do it. Let's think about this. You have 7 police on the beat at any one time.
Which is way more than
7
any other jurisdiction in the
county. On the beat at any one time. 16 minutes to an emergency. That's the average. So how many times do you think they're going to be out there issuing citations?
Right now,
the number of drunk driving incidents is going up. The number of drunk driving injuries have gone up. The number of things happening is going up. Why? Because there are no motor officers issuing citations. Why? Because they're going to a lot of other crimes that are going on. So as soon as you stop issuing these, you know, and the DUIs and all this, they start rising. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what's happening. Why? We don't have enough policemen.
And why? Because we don't have enough money. Why? Because we don't have any jobs in Shasta County. And until we address the basic problems of how do we get this economy going, i.e. make it a business-friendly environment, get new jobs in here, get new entrepreneurs in here, building businesses, starting businesses, creating jobs, put some of these people to work who pay taxes, who build revenue to do all these things in our city. It's basic, simple. You got to have the revenue.
Absolutely. But until you do, let's take a look at what your priorities are. Are your priorities building more parks? No.
Shouldn't be.
People won't go to parks because they're dangerous. So what's your priority? Priority is is
take
your
care
safety.
Of the necessary things.
It's public safety.
Public safety.
You know what?
Biggest
and
issue.
Infrastructure. Something that government should do and get out of the business of all this other crap.
That's right.
Public safety and infrastructure. So, no matter what you pass, adopt a block. Good idea. Adopt a block. That's what DRBA did. And what happened to DRBA? Gone. They didn't like the way they were adopting blocks.
Yeah.
You know, did away with the Downtown Reading Business Association. We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And you know, but we've got to get back to the basics, and you're right. Government's first responsibility, whether it's in the city of Reading or the United States of America, is to protect the population, safety. That's the main job. They need to get back to concentrating on that and quit trying to be all things to all people. Ben Carson said it two or three times last night. My saying, you know, when you're a Seroptimist member, you have to have a quote, a thing that you say, which is a kind of motto. Mine always used to be government was never created to be all things to all people, nor should it be.
Nor should it be. We got to take a break. I'm here with Trish Clark. It's Thursday, October 29th. By the way, there's been complaints, Bob, that you forgot to play. The camel hump day yesterday. There's been complaints. I'm just wanting you to know. You didn't give them the hump day camel thing. A lot of people, they say they lay there in the morning and just laugh. They hear it every Wednesday, and they love it. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. In the business, a better-known business for over 20 years, can do it all. Heating, air, any type of system. They can fix it. They offer guarantees, warranties. They are outstanding. Perfect time to do it now before it gets too cold. Have your heating system checked. Have those filters cleaned. All of it. Give them a call, 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio noon to 2 right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience. We have most of the drivers back now off the fires, and we're delivering kerosene as fast as we can. If you've been putting off, now's the time to order. Johnny's wife, Beth, is about to have a baby any day, so he might be busy for a few days. Kathy has a few used heaters ready to go, so give her a call. Joe in Weaverville has clear pearl and dyed kerosene at the pump, also taking orders for home delivery. Robin is very busy in Corning with all her ag customers, and she is also taking orders for home deliveries. If you've been thinking about another way to heat your home, give us a call, and we can show you how to keep warm this winter. Northern Lights Energy in Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class. Come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 21 minutes after 8 o'clock today on Thursday, the 29th of October, 605-4567. Hop into this. You know, our chat room is dynamite today. You know, they're dynamite all the time, but especially today. I'm here with Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Everybody knows where it's at because everybody goes there to Espresso Joe's to get that caramel macchiato and espresso and lattes and cappuccinos and everything else you want to. Right there, very reasonable prices plus all the coffee beans you can buy. And veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. It has it all, including a walk-in humidor with the best cigars.
Okay.
In the whole area. All
I'll
this is 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Okay. You know, you said that one of the things we need, you know, of course, is before you can have more cops, and we need more cops.
Jobs.
You need jobs. Well, Cindy G, who is in here, says that why is it that Costco has been trying to build out on Oasis for 10 years and the city is not allowing it? And what, you know, frankly, I'm kind of like wondering myself at this point, what is the big holdup to put that there? Because Costco now, only thing they have to do is look south to Anderson. And, you know, Anderson would be, you know what, the city council would be out there clearing brush for it right now.
You got it.
And so what exactly, my friends, is going on here? I guess, you know, what is the holdup? If somebody really knows, please give me a call.
Well, I know.
Ask
any of the developers around here. Ask any of the people who've tried to do business with the city of Reading and Shasta County over the last 25 years. How can we make this difficult for you? There is not one person working in either one of those offices that has the control to do anything or anybody in the higher-ups to change things to make them be friendly to the developer community. They make it difficult. There's one permit after another. There's time. They want them to do this. They want them to do that. That whole thing has to do with that intersection up there and issues that have been trying to be solved by developers for the last 30 years. They want all kinds of new construction to the freeway. They want off-site improvements, on-site improvements. They want millions of dollars worth of improvements done up there, and they hold those businesses hostage until they come forward to spend the money. I don't know how you change that mentality. I do know how you do it. You do it with a new majority on both those boards that holds their feet to the wire and says you will do this. Change the development rules, make it so it's one-stop shopping where you go in there, you get a permit to whatever kind of business, and they let you know the first time you walk into that office exactly what you're going to have to do, right down to the penny. And if they don't get it on their first list, you don't get overs. You don't get to keep smacking at them every time they come through the door and they've done a list of things, and then they come back and they say, okay, now you got to do these things. Okay, well, now you got to do these things. Time is money. Business. You come in and you're going to do a project. You need to know how much is that project going to cost me. So you need to know up front how many permits and things you have to do. They just nickel and dime them to death for years. I mean, there's been permits down in the county that have taken 3 years to get through the planning department.
Why?
In an industrial zone, because they just keep coming up with one more. Wow. Somebody stands up and says, well, have you checked out this? Well, that road has too much traffic. Oh, we need to do another study. So they order one more study, and that puts it off, and then you go back, and they continue and continue. I mean, I don't know why anybody cites business in the unincorporated area and or the city of Reading. I don't know why they would bother to even go through the process. And that's the solution. That's my bandwagon for the day. But that is the solution to the issue. More jobs. We've got to have more jobs. And we can't do it if we won't let any businesses come in.
Well, you know, I'm seeing that. This is since I've been here. Everybody's been talking about Oasis Road. So let's go to the phones here. Hey, Jan, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jan.
Trish, I love it when you're on the show.
Oh, thank you.
I've always liked you. I don't always agree with you, but I've always really liked you because you tell us what you think. I have a solution to the problem.
Good.
It's called a new state, the state of Jefferson.
There you go.
Where we at least are represented and maybe have a chance at solving some of these issues.
You got that right, because we certainly can't seem to get it done into the structure of the state of California.
But you know what, and Jan, you know, I understand what you're saying, but we need to work with something right now that's within. I mean, because the other way, if everything even goes right, it's going to take a while, but it should not take years for something to happen here. And, you know, so is there, you know, it's gone under Starman, it's been under Mike Warren, all of this out there.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I guess it's right. Somebody says we need to get Starman on the air and say, what is taking so long with this thing?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and you can't keep using, well, you know, they haven't done this, because I think Costco wants to move out there, don't they?
They want to move.
They need to expand,
and they want freeway access.
And here's something too: is Costco is one of those companies everybody really likes working for. You know, everybody takes a shot at Walmart, but they're Costco seems to be, you know, the favored child of everybody.
Yeah. Well,
is the city of Reading bound by some California laws that are a problem?
I don't know.
You think it's a city of Reading problem?
I think it's a combination of both.
Problem.
Because then Caltrans gets in the middle of it. I mean, several of the projects the county tried to cite, they got held up by Caltrans, and there was a bunch of politics there. Certainly that comes into play. We're in the state of California, so you bring up a good point, Jan, when you say the ultimate solution really is to not be in the state of California. Because
well,
there's a lot we just
can't
get
California
past.
California, because we're not represented.
And that's exactly right.
And that's the... I mean, I love California. Sitting and complaining about California isn't the solution. Getting representation so that maybe we can change things is a solution, and that's where Jefferson,
yep,
or at least presenting it as an option, is a possible
solution. At least an option.
And yes, it'll take a while, but so will some of the things you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, everything is, but something like this.
You got to start.
Let's look out there. Let's look at what... Maurice Johannesson's going through right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's out there building wants to build a home for veterans, and it's a $2 million project is now all of a sudden it's $1.5 million in permits and everything you can possibly imagine piled on. What exactly does that mean? I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, there's nothing out there, and it's still $1.5 million in permit fees for that.
Well, and they'll nail him where they should have, you know, when... Part of the issues come in, and I was involved in the process long enough to know that some of the things that have to be done are legitimate. What happens is, as an example, when the Veterans Home was built, the issue the county's got out in that area with growth is the Knighton Road interchange. Some way, somehow, that interchange has to be enlarged, and it has to have, you know, more capacity. The city of Reading, when they did all the expansions at the airport, whoa, they're a city, so they don't have to do what the county says, so they didn't pay their fair share. And I'm thinking that the airport being there has a little bit of an impact on that Knighton Road interchange.
I would think so.
And the expansion. Okay, next thing comes in, and it's the Veterans Home, and it's a state project. So guess what? It doesn't have to pay into the impact fees and doesn't have to do what the county says either, so they didn't pay any money towards that interchange, which they certainly should have been a part of as well. So then the private developer, i.e. Maurice Johannesson, comes along, and they're trying to nail him for the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Just like they did the auto mall, just like they did the truck stop, just like they did anything.
Yeah.
they try to nail that private developer with the whole ball of wax to solve the problem that a lot of entities have created.
Okay. All right, Jan. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. You know, we're going to take a break here, but somebody says here is that Costco wants a Redding address other than an Anderson address. This is a personal fight against the developer. Who's the developer for this?
Levinson, I believe.
Is it? And they said Warren declared war against the Oasis developer years ago. Is that? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I do.
Opinions do vary.
Yeah, there's no question about that. That there is.
This is a long time going.
And Costco, quite frankly, I don't think they care whether it's a Redding address or an Anderson address. And a perfect example of that are the two RV shops that ended up in the city of Anderson for some of these same reasons in dealing with the city of Redding and the unincorporated area.
Yeah.
And they both have signs on them, even though they're inside the city of Redding that say Redding, California, or they're inside Anderson. But because Redding is the big city, that's the identifier. So they can say they live any place they are.
Well, that,
they can
not
put
only that,
down
but your police force is called the Ninjas of the Northern California
area. There you
area.
Go. Hey.
Anderson Police Ninjas.
There you go.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 8:30 in the morning here on Thursday, the 29th. 55 going up to 77 degrees today. Beautiful day. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there'll be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Linda's in Sacramento with her mom today, and Dad has got a mom's getting a procedure done today on her eyes, and Linda's
good
down there to help her
song
out
today.
It is. It is 26 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 29th of October, Thursday.
Well, our best to mom, and hope all that goes really well for her.
Oh, of course. And she's just, she's a remarkable lady.
Yes,
and
I,
you know what? Nothing slows that lady down.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know, our thoughts and prayers go out for DC and his family, too, because they've had a death in their family. And DC and Tim are, you know, we're thinking of you all. And it's a great place. First of all, it's a great barbershop, the Cheers of barbershops. And you go in there and you just, it's always got people in there. And a lot of times, you know, enough now, they have to have a sign-up list. They do it. Yeah, they have.
Wow.
Well, you come in, you sign your name because there's so many people in there. I mean, yeah. You know, we all forget where we are.
Advertising day.
Yeah, they've had two gunfights in there. And no, I'm just kidding. Man's Last Stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place. If you haven't gotten your hair cut here in Reading, you need to go there. It's right across from the subway off of Athens Avenue, right there. Okay. We were talking about Costco and all this. You know, here's the other thing is I think sometimes, I've got people here saying, too, is that they've understand if Costco doesn't get out there and it moves, it's going to be taking businesses with them that will go down there with them. Because I've talked to some people that were already talking about when Costco moved up there to be putting their offices in that general area,
sure.
You know, so that they would have, you know, you have first of all, you have that, you know, first the Costco draw. And then they would be building out there also. Well, if Costco goes the opposite direction, they're going to go the opposite direction.
All the remoras go along. You know what a remora is? The fish that hangs on to the shark
right.
And gets the bit.
Exactly.
Right. Well, but you know why? If you have, you know, something's a major draw there, you know, that's, you know, and then so you've got businesses. That's what, you know, and that's just the way it works. So if Costco doesn't go here, it goes someplace else, you're going to lose more than just Costco. And then where's all that revenue? And then when
you know what? But see, now let's just play devil's advocate here. We have another city in the county that wouldn't be such a bad deal if for the city of Anderson, if let's just say, you know, those businesses go south. Still in the county, it's, you know, I've been reminded by the city of Reading many times during my lifetime that a rising tide floats all boats.
All bots too. That's right.
But it floats all boats. So let's just say if there's an increase in income in another jurisdiction, that's good for the whole county, right?
Well, it's good for the county, but
all the citizens. I mean, they kept reminding me from the city of Anderson that when Reading got all these wonderful things, that was good for the city of Anderson, too. So I'm thinking if the city of Anderson has a great big thing going on, that's good for everybody.
Everybody should call Kurt Starman today and say, hey, what's going on with Oasis and Costco? Well, here's the other thing. One of the conditions of building at Oasis Road is a ton of mitigation money.
There you go.
Would have to be paid to Glenn Hawes Mitigation Bank.
There you go.
Well, you know, Glenn ought to be in it.
Well, he's right up to his neck of the whole thing, trust me.
He ought to be happy about
that.
He
wants some documentation on that.
Yeah, okay, that's true. This is just being said on, you know what? This is being said in the chat room. I don't know if that's
well,
true.
Because there is endangered species out there, and Glenn Hawes does happen to own a great deal of land that is available for Mitigation Bank, and he is paid a bunch of money for that. That's a fact.
Can I just buy land and make it mitigation land?
Well, actually, you go through a process, and you can actually create fairy shrimp properties, and you create all of these wet.
Okay, did you hear about Johansson? They were doing just read the story, and it's in the Record Search. Like, it's a great story. Johansson, they're looking at the land, and they have found a rut. You know, somebody had driven a car or a truck out there, and there was a rut. And they're saying, "Whoa, man, that could be." You know, that could be wetlands right there because of the rut,
you know,
and it adds something in it. And he goes, so he changes his plan. He just goes, well, we're just going to change the plan, so we're not even going to touch that yet. And even the guys here in town are going, this is getting to be, even our people in the city, you know, on the permit, and going, this is getting crazy out there.
Well, it is crazy. And that's
I got to have.
The whole fairy shrimp thing got to be just a joke. And that's what happens. When you get an area that is deeper than the rest of the terrain, and then you go through the wet period and it fills with water, that's where fairy shrimp come from. So I can remember conversations.
Fairies aren't
over
real. Fairies aren't real.
Oh, fairy shrimp are not real?
No, they can't be. Fairies, by definition, are not real.
There you go.
So if fairy shrimp, then are not real.
Okay, but here's the issue. Everybody said if any developer that goes in to try to develop a piece of land that they haven't gone in and plowed and raked and leveled and then go to see the people at large, so that you've taken care of anything that might possibly have grown up there without your knowledge prior to the time you let those officials even get started looking at it. And then don't let anybody near it with a darn truck.
Where's Rivers when we need him?
There you go.
Where's Rivers when we need him? Rivers, tell us what the law is, because he knows. He knows every one of them.
He absolutely does.
Except, you know, he doesn't. I don't think he's even going to call back anymore.
He's never coming back. He's done with the state of California.
He is, but at least, you know, he still talks to us now.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish.
Good morning, Billy.
You guys are hitting on all cylinders today.
We're having a good time. Hope you are.
Yes. I love when you're on the program, Trish. And again, Jerry's right when he's coaching you to run again for some political position here. Common sense is hard to find. And just to comment on this mitigation bank, Glenn Hawes gets $70,000 an acre, and the original price of that ground, you couldn't give it away, $25, maybe, what it's worth in today's market is probably no more than $50 an acre. It's a mitigation for the fairy shrimp, as you were saying, but you know that to solve the fairy shrimp problem, I've worked on a number of construction projects. If they can prove that there is a bunch of frogs also on the property.
Spade-toed frogs.
Yeah, the frogs eat the fairy shrimp, so you don't have to do any of that. So we just got to raise a bunch of frogs around here.
Well, that's one of the things he asked the guard, too, is if the spade-toed frog may be out there on his land. So he's got to put in these special types of grounding and footing so that the spade-toed frogs, maybe they're there to get the fairy shrimp. That's a good idea, Billy Bob.
You know, we
so anyway, another time
conversation.
You think I'm kidding about the spade-toed frog. I'm not.
Well, I know about the yellow-legged frogs. But
if you're in the forest, yellow-legged frogs will kill off a logging industry, but spade-toed frogs here.
I'll be darned. Well, you know more about it than I do. But again, I've worked up there in that Oasis Road property where Costco seems to want to go. That is solid bedrock. The whole property north of Gold Hills is all total bedrock, and the cost of construction would skyrocket. And the wetlands, as you mentioned in there, and the mitigation Anderson, with that new piece of ground just opposite of Walmart, looks like the place to go. They got a rail spur in there. I don't know what people are waiting on, but okay, I'll let you guys go.
Good thoughts,
Billy Bob.
Thanks, Billy
Bob. Oh, wow. I tell you what. You know what? This thing's been going on for years and years and years. And, you know, bedrock. I kind of like that because, you know, with the trucking.
Have you driven out on Oasis?
Well, no, here's why I like this. I mean, just, okay, from a purely selfish point of view from Reagan Incorporated, my trucking company, is that if they're busting up rock, they're going to need trucks to take it away.
Oh, gosh. What a great place for a rock crushing facility.
Wait, why don't we sell it to a rock quarry?
There you go.
And then, you know, and then you can have a rock quarry and Costco.
There you go.
There are lumps of granite the size of houses sticking out of the ground a couple of inches out there by Oasis Road.
Okay. Yeah, now, we've got somebody else that just weighed in here that says the problem with Costco is the developer. He has been the problem since he took it over from his father in the mid-1990s. So there's
another
school of thought coming in here. So it's not just necessarily the city, though I'm sure the city has.
The city and the developer have had an interesting history.
So. Okay.
And there's a lot of other businesses up in that area. You know, the sad part of this is we all look at what we want and we fail to take into consideration the property owners up in that area. There's a lot of businesses up around that area that have been waiting for that corner to develop for a long time for their property and expansion of their businesses. And so when our government doesn't do what is appropriately to do. They either should have approved this project or disapproved
or killed it
years and years ago.
Yeah, because right now,
now you got a lot of people hanging out with a lot of businesses, a lot of potential jobs. that could have been solved
millions.
In other areas.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Okay, here's Shasta Bible College had to deal with this. When new roads were put in and created, it created a pond of sorts in the field. You know, I've seen that water out there.
Yes.
But, and it was caused by the roads. They declared it wetland, and the church is not allowed to develop it.
There, you know, we can Johannes go on for stories
this is an
on
example
and on like
of how
this.
Absurd the laws are.
We can do this, but we can do this for hours.
Somebody just called in and said, you know, that bedrock out there on Oasis probably got a lot of fossils in it too. So add that to the.
You know, some of the fossils may have arrowheads. So,
you know, we can get and joke about this conversation.
Let's give it to the Rancheria. Let them develop it. You know, you know what? They'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what they do? They move forward with everything. They just go, this is the way it should be. They do it. Anyway.
I'll tell you that we can joke about this, and it is comical, but if you stop and think,
yeah, but it's
the problem is millions of dollars and millions of jobs and lives have been impacted by all of this for so long,
right.
And I don't know why we can't just seem to get beyond it.
I don't know either, but we got to take a break right here. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, with Anderson being one of the 10 most violent places in California. You need to come up to Bastiani Arms here and take that class in concealed carry and pick up those guns that are going to kind of help you out down in Anderson. And I tell you what, you're going to find them right here at Bastiani Arms. And John Bastiani, Seth Stokes teaches those classes on concealed carry. And John Bastiani has those you know, shotguns, you know, those house protection shotguns and pistols you carry when you're out in 10 of the ninth most dangerous place in California, of Anderson.
Joe Biden says, buy a shotgun.
That's what, and he also said, hey, take a couple shots off the porch. That'll chase everybody away. That's right. Bastiani.
Oh, and too bad he's not running for president.
Bastiani prides himself on customer support, customer service, and it's worked for him. He's gone from starting the shop 6 years ago to a really, really great facility. There it has everything for its customers. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. That's where I go. That's where I buy my guns and my equipment from. It's Bastiani Arms. And John is just gives discounts to veterans, and his people are just really great there. Bastiani Arms, always discounts for veterans. Okay, we'll be right back. Ron, hang on, and we'll get right back to you as soon as the messages are over.
Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buenaventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, October 29th. What's the weather look like for this weekend?
The weather looks like we're going to have about 79 degrees today, and then tomorrow 79 degrees. And coming up over the weekend, we're going to actually get some rain on Sunday and Monday. It's about 56 degrees in downtown Reading right now, and the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Warm. Our customers are all warm friends. 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, by the way, you know, it could be raining. You can join us for View 202 because it's covered out there on the veranda. Beautiful. It's going to be beautiful there because Linda is singing with her jazz ensemble from 11 to 1. Come on, have a great brunch. Be looking at the river. They've got heaters on in there. And if it gets a little bit chilly for you, just walk inside. And you have great seating. Still see the river. Still hear the music. It's all there. But you need to give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations. Super brunch items. Super brunch items. You're going to have a great time.
Great way to spend Sunday.
It is. Okay.
Right after you've gone to the Frontier Senior Center for breakfast this Sunday.
You can have brunch after that.
And then you can have mimosas behind.
That's right.
There you go.
Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I got two comments to make. You know, they keep overpricing. They talk about wanting to, you know, make some of these guys pay twice or pay for, like, Maurice Johannesson pay for somebody else's stuff, and then some people get off. You know, at one time, that used to cost, like, $34,000 just for a building permit for a house. That seems a little bit much. And then one more thing, you know, I'm all for the state of Jefferson, but I don't think the state of Jefferson could cure it, because if you still got the same bunch of nincompoops running the office...
There you go.
You're still going to have the same problems. Because they still have the same mentality. You've got to get rid of some of the people running the building department and the city council or whoever. So anyhow, you got to get rid of some of the nincompoops. And that's my
comment. That's a great point. You've got to change. You know what, but Ron, if you
change the mindset.
You change the mindset, and here's one of the ways you do it. You say, okay, I'm going to pay a bonus to every one of our permit people here that gets a business from the time we get on their desk to that business has a permit to go to work, and you know you're going to get this much of a bonus if it's in 30 days. You get this much within 60 days, mm-hmm. And if you don't, then guess what? You're in trouble. You're going to get a letter in your file. So you actually you pay them. You encourage them to put businesses on the road.
I will tell you that during the time that I was in office, and it's one of the things that I take great pride in, there was a lot of businesses built in the 5th District during that period of time, and it was because I would hand carry those projects, go to that planning department, have my words and directions with the director there, and demand that those projects go forward. But it takes someone in office who is going to follow it on a daily basis. And you really need 3 members of the board. You can change that mindset, but it's got to come from that leadership group.
Yep.
And when you're electing people who sit on the dais and say, you don't honestly expect me to live by the things I made while I was running an office, campaign promises,
yep.
You don't honestly think I'm going to fulfill all those, then you've got problems.
Another thing, I think that if they're going to build something, they need to have a set of rules so a person could just go in and pick up a piece of paper that says we have to do this, this, and this in this order, and then they would know. They can't go back in later and say, and then somebody says, oh, well, you didn't do this. You got to add this and add that.
Yeah, Ron, you're absolutely right. I went into that at great length in the first hour, and that's what needs to happen. That department gets one shot at you. You better tell them everything they need to do, because that's how they can pencil out their project, and then that's it. If you miss something, too bad. You don't get to go after them again.
Because other states have it where you can... I've heard of guys talking about other states they've gone to where they say...
They don't have the problems.
They just go in. They almost come out the same day with a permit.
Yep.
There you go. You're absolutely right.
Okay, Ron, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, thanks for calling. Hey, got one person in here that says... Ken says... And we've discussed this during the break because I want to bring this up. It says that Levinson had permission from City of Reading for over 10 years to build. He merely wants the city to give up all sales tax generated by the project so he can essentially have the citizens of Reading pay for his development. Now, you said, that's not exactly true, but it is partly true.
You know, it comes into the mix, and I don't know what the present agreement is because this has been going on forever and ever. The point was that Levinson wanted that sales tax to pay for all of the infrastructure and costs that he was going to have to put out with all of the requirements from Caltrans and everybody else that wanted a piece of the action. And so he wanted that sales tax money as reimbursement for all the costs that he was going to have to put out. That was one leg of it. And then he also, as I recall, wanted other property owners who then would take advantage of all the infrastructure and improvements that had been put in to pay in over a period of time when they came in, so that eventually everybody that was impacted, including the city's citizens of Reading, that were impacted by that development and the growth, the positive impact, would get a share of the profit and a share of the debt.
Okay.
Because it's very complicated.
Now,
it's hard to point one finger and hit everybody that has screwed up the project up on Oasis Road.
404 permit was not awarded till October 2014. I'm not even sure what a 404 is.
I'm not either.
Okay. All right.
It's very complicated. And well, the whole thing it's been a mess.
But yeah, when I hear this, it got into like a personal, who's got the biggest watch here between Warren and Levinson, and then on this thing, and so you've got, but it's still something. Costco, they've been wanting to move, and it's Billy Bob's. Hey, it's all rock out there with fossils in it. But it seems like this is it's still in the city of Reading. It's a multi-million dollar deal. It's a game changer. And people are saying, well, what's going to take the Costco, what are you going to put in the Costco building downtown? I don't know, but something will go in there. Something's gone in the other building.
It does.
Something will go in there.
Yeah.
But, so you've got Costco there, and then Costco's going to bring some other businesses in there. What's going to happen. And then you've got, and somebody said, well, Bethel doesn't seem to be having problems. Well, yeah, Bethel is having problems.
And they're just being very quiet.
They're being quiet about it.
A lot of developers have big problems. Don't
talk
about it.
They won't talk.
Because they feel like if their name comes up, and then they're only going to have more problems.
Jed Allen sat here last Friday. What a great guy he is. And I said, what do you have? What kind of problems? He says, here's the thing. We do this so much that my guys know what they're looking for, and we answer those questions beforehand. He says other people go in there and just get knocked around, because they don't know how to finish it, how to really get in and do it. And he says, we've just done it so much is that my guys know how to do it, okay, I understand this, and then they do it, and they just keep moving forward. They don't ever let it get to them. But you get other developers, and it just keeps hitting them over and over again, and those things happen.
You learn how to learn the system, yeah.
Right.
Can I throw something in quick before we end the show that you and I talked about last night on the phone?
Okay.
Last night, Carl calls me at home, calls his engineer at home, because his iPad Mini, had thrown up a message that said he had a problem with his iPad. Wisely, Carl
purported to be from iPad. I mean, it had all the things on it, it looked like Apple.
Yeah.
It looked like the whole thing.
Wisely, Carl did not dial the 1-800 number.
I don't trust anything.
Called instead his engineer, said, yeah, this smells funny, call AppleCare. And as it turns out, it was malware. They told him how to get it off the thing. But I tell you this, Apple will never send you a message on your mobile device saying, call an 800 number for the cure, because they will get into your wallet and it will be ugly.
It's true.
Oh, good information to put out there, because
it can go on your the same thing on your phone too.
That's exactly right.
It's iOS, and it's if you have
Microsoft,
the update.
None of those people are going to contact you in that manner. They're not going to call you on the phone and say your computer is about to crash.
Okay, and somebody has just toward the end here has quoted Reversion Sommel. I've been building garden walls and retrenching power and water runs for months now. No permit is required. No inspector walks in. It's immaterial to anyone but property owners. California and Shasta County, in particular, are so at variance with liberty, so hostile to the concept.
that's got to come right from Reversion.
That sounds like Reversion.
I was on the property back in Connecticut in the early part of the year, and he's doing beautiful things with that property back there on a daily basis. And you're right, he's a happy camper now. He's not dealing with the state of California.
Okay. Hey, everybody.
And Shasta County.
It's been a good show today. Thanks, everybody, for joining in and getting into the battles.
Somebody
here
just said when we have Trish on, we should go another hour.
We could probably go for another hour right now. But
And I just want to throw in, I so enjoy it. I love the opportunity that Carl and Linda have given me to be a part of this radio station, and I love Thursdays. It's
yeah, you know, and we got and say hello to everybody, Cheryl and Cindy and Ken.
And yeah, and all the people, and I appreciate the comments and the joining in and the people that call in. Yeah. It's a great community.
It is a great community. Now, tomorrow, community, I'm going to be down at the stand down at the Shasta County Fairgrounds down in Anderson. Facero Hall, it's a hand up, not a handout to our homeless veterans. I'll be down there with Vince Stevenson, who is the president of CVAC and the vice commander of the VFW Post 1934. We're going to be down there broadcasting and talking to people how this works. And, you know, we're also going to be passing on just other things by discussing other topics that come up, like the lack of strategy in Iraq. We never even got to that one today.
I did want to talk to you about that.
I'm very upset about that.
Boy, they're saying that's a whole show. With
when you
the
get
Middle
a man,
East and
I tell you
that.
What, when you get a man killed in combat or gets killed, it's combat. To say it's not combat is so ludicrous. It's just I'm appalled.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Workplace violence. Well, yeah. Hey, remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A changing of the guard in the U.S. House. Correspondent Wally Hines is live at the U.S. Capitol.
Rich, it's official.
In the people's name, it is my privilege to hand this gavel to the Speaker of the House, Congressman and Honorable Paul Ryan.
Wisconsin's Paul Ryan beginning his term with a simple request.
If you ever pray, let's pray for each other. Republicans for Democrats. And Democrats for Republicans.
And Ryan made a pledge.
No more favors for the few. Opportunity for all. That is our motto.
And so, the Paul Ryan era begins in the 114th Congress.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting live from Capitol Hill. Alaska Airlines says computer issues that delayed about 20 flights have been resolved. Crews have fixed the problem. Systems returning to normal.